Hello, welcome to the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast. This is one of your co-hosts, Peter Bell. We are on our Catechism Saturday series, walking through the Heidelberg Catechism. And today we've got Lord's Day 25 on the sacrament. So this is going to be a fun one. Make sure you tune into this past Monday, Season 7, Jesus in All of the Bible, Episode 13, where Nick, Danny, and I walked through Jeremiah and Lamentations. And this past Thursday, where I talked to Dr. John Inazu, who's professor at the law school in Washington University, St. Louis, on his Zondervan book, Learning to Disagree. So let's get started. Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 25, on the sacraments. And we have four question answers to go through. So let's get started. Question 65. It is by faith alone that we share in Christ and all his benefits. Where then does that faith come from? The Holy Spirit works it in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and confirms it by the use of the Holy Sacraments. Question 66. What are sacraments? Sacraments are visible holy signs and seals. They were instituted by God so that by our use of them, he might make us understand more clearly the promise of the gospel and seal that promise. And this is God's good gospel promise. He grants us forgiveness of sins and eternal life by grace because of Christ's one sacrifice accomplished on the cross. Question 67. Are both the word and the sacraments then intended to focus our faith on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Yes, indeed. The Holy Spirit teaches us in the gospel and confirms by the holy sacraments that our entire salvation rests on Christ's one sacrifice for us on the cross. Question 68. How many sacraments did Christ institute in the New Testament? Two. Holy baptism and the Lord's Supper. So one thing it's pretty apparent in this is that these sacraments are not law. These are not there to expose your sin. These are not there so you have to look inside your soul and find out, what do I have to confess to my neighbor? Of course, we live a life of repentance and confessing our sins to our neighbor, to ourselves, to family, spouse, whoever it may be. But that is not the purpose of the sacraments. Notice what this says about the sacraments in question 66. Sacraments are visible holy signs and seals. They were instituted by God so that by our use of them, he might make us understand more clearly the promise of the gospel and seal that promise. It's not that he's trying to dig in us further, and by this sign, we're trying to find out what sins we have. This is not a solemn moment. This is a rejoicing moment. We remind ourselves of Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us, the forgiveness of sins and granting of eternal life at the end of question 66. And that's the promise of the sacraments. As it were, it is a visible sign of the gospel. You hear from the preacher the preached gospel, the preached law in the gospel. But in the sacraments are exclusively gospel. They are for believers. If they were to show non-believers, for non-believers, you can say in a sense, they're the law. They're the things that heap up judgment if you take them incorrectly, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11. But for the Christian, they're purely gospel. All they show you is Christ's righteousness. And non-believers, you have sacraments all over your life. You have those things which confirm, or at least you think they confirm, who you are, what's been done for you, what you can do. So it's not like you get off the hook for sacraments. You've created your own sacraments. But there are two sacraments. There's not many sacraments. It's not Bible reading. It's not even prayer. It's not quiet time. It's not discipleship group. It is baptism and the Holy Supper, the things that are visible and show you the gospel. That's what sacraments are. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast, or Catechism Saturday series, walking through the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 25 on sacraments. Make sure you tune into this upcoming Monday, Season 7, Jesus and All the Bible, Episode 14 on Ezekiel. And this upcoming Thursday's book club episode with Dr. Crawford Gribben, a repeat guest, who's professor at Queen's University in Belfast, on his OUP academic book, J.N. Darby and the Roots of Dispensationalism. This is a fascinating episode. You're not going to want to miss it. Hope to see you next week.